The city of Deerfield Beach is a mere 8 miles south of Lynn University's Boca Raton campus, no more than a 15-minute drive. But if you ask around about Lynn, you're bound to get a lot of this.
I don't know anything about Lynn.
Tell me everything you know about Lynn University.
We know that it's here.
What do you know about Lynn University?
Nothing. Should I?
I think it's the first time I hear that name.
Now, that's odd, considering that Lynn University has been around for half a century. But many students and faculty members say they hear this sort of thing all the time. A political science professor hears it whenever he travels outside of Florida.
What's always Lynn who? Where's that? What is it?
A 19-year-old student hears it from friends and family back home in Maryland.
They have to double take and they go, Lynn University? What? Then I have to tell them it's in Boca Raton, Florida, and they... So a lot of them say, oh, FAU, or the University of Miami.
And the Lynn University spokesman? He hears it from all directions.
Lynn University? I've never heard of them, or who's that?
But some new T-shirts on campus are giving it right back.
The front of the T-shirt says, we haven't heard of you either.
Lynn has several sports teams, all of them called the Fighting Knights. But they're nowhere near as famous as UM's Hurricanes. And academically, Lynn has struggled with lower-than-average graduation rates. So, if you're a small private college with a less-than-stellar rep, how do you raise your profile?
Our chief of staff attended Ole Miss, and he said, you know, I know what that debate did for my alma mater, Ole Miss, in 2008.
Lynn University President Kevin Ross proudly holds up a T-shirt. The back reads, Official Host, Presidential Debate, 2012.
So we cast our horseshoe and we thought, let's see, perhaps this first time we'd be passed over. But then when it came to pass, we were thrilled that not only did we land a debate, we landed a presidential debate and the final debate.
The two presidential candidates will focus on foreign affairs for those 90 minutes, and that gives Lynn a chance to put its best foot forward. International students from more than 80 countries make up about one quarter of the student body. Public Relations Director Joshua Glanzer says Lynn students will serve as translators for news outlets arriving from around the world.
We've got French, we've got German, we've got Russian, we've got Chinese.
All this comes just 2 years after what Lynn officials call their darkest hour. In 2010, four students and two faculty members were killed in the Haiti earthquake during a relief mission. And in the last year since Lynn snagged the debate, its 2,000 students have watched a quiet campus turn into a hotbed of nonstop activity. 21-year-old student Alexandra Vukadinovic is from Serbia. She predicts that after the debate, students will be standing in line to get into Lynn.
Usually I think in the United States when something is hot, they try to get it. It's like the iPhone 5 is going to be.
American Studies professor Robert Watson says he and other Lynn faculty members have always joked that the university was the best-kept secret in Florida. But now...
Not anymore. Not even the students at Harvard. I always remind my students have this opportunity this particular semester.
Lynn has spent $5 million getting ready for the debate. But Commission on Presidential Debates co-chair Mike McCurry says the university can expect a solid return on the investment.
Washington University in St. Louis, by hosting three debates, they've become a national brand now, and it certainly has boosted their enrollment, their interest, their applications, and even helped them attract faculty members. And I think Lynn will expect to see that kind of prominence.
And that's something that Lynn University is counting on.
We've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
The presidential candidates will arrive in Boca Raton on Monday, but WLRN is heading to Lynn University tomorrow for a presidential debate special hosted by Phil Latzman. Please tune in at noon tomorrow for the Florida Roundup at Lynn, or you can listen live at WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMattei.